1, 2, 3.
You're listening to Sports Talk Chicago with your host, John Zagluhl.
John, I am fantastic. Thank you for having me. You got an awesome voice, man, and that was a terrific intro. You're like a pro's pro.
You know, that was the first time somebody ever said that, John. No, you're the first person to ever say anything like that. That's very interesting.
You got it, John. Anything for a fellow Chicago guy.
Well, what a great question.
That's a great question. Nobody's actually asked me that.
I like it. What a great question. I never heard that before.
Chase Utley is what? You're saying he's not a Hall of Fame candidate?
You know, it's funny. You may be the only person that I've heard make that connection.
Thank you, John, for having me. I'm doing great. By the way, you have an outstanding voice. Not sure about your face because I haven't met you, but your voice is great.
You're doing a much better job than I ever did. You've had some heavy hitters guests on too, man, so keep up the good work. But it's good to be with you, and I'm ready to talk sports.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into Sports Talk Chicago. My name's John Zagluhl. Great to have you here. On today's edition of the program, the Bears named Andy Dalton their starter. We'll explain in just a moment. Plus, a brand new interview today with Mike North, the sports radio pioneer and host of The Odds Couple on ESPN 1000. We talk with him about the Bears' preseason loss to Buffalo, what it means for the Bears moving forward, and so much more. It's a great interview, and it comes your way near the midway point of this show. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at John Z Sports and on Facebook at John Zagluhl. And if you want to listen to this show at any time in podcast form, search up Sports Talk Chicago on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and SportsTalkChicago.com. Before we start today, I have to tell you about State Farm agent Ryan McDevitt. A lot of our listeners have gone to him for all their insurance needs, and he's been very helpful in getting them the coverage they deserve. There's no games with Ryan. He's just here to help and make sure you feel safe. So if you have insurance needs and you haven't called him yet, what are you waiting for? Dial up the number, 630-796-2662. That's 630-796-2662. Or find him online at RyanIsMyAgent.com. That's RyanIsMyAgent.com. And make sure to mention Sports Talk Chicago. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. I want to start today with this. Sometimes it may not be the best idea to buy a brand new car. Now, before you freak out on me, hear me out on this. With a new car comes car payments, comes dealing with a salesperson, which nobody wants to do. It comes taxes, and it becomes a long-term investment. Think about it. When you go into the dealership and you're looking for a new car, you have to think to yourself, I better be stable for at least 5 to 7 years so I can pay this thing off. It's a commitment. You got to be ready. You have to be prepared financially, mentally. And over time, you have to be committed to paying and to making sure that at the end of the day, you own the vehicle. That's why you see people buy used, buying cash. Still happens sometimes because they're not ready for that commitment yet. They will be, not yet. They recognize where they stand financially, and they know at some point I could buy a car. But right now, I'm going to go with this and get to that point later. Doesn't mean they'll never buy a brand new car, but it does mean in the moment, it's not worth their time. Not worth paying a car payment, not worth going to the dealership, dealing with a salesman. You'd rather buy something used, not have a payment, and have something that works. I know a lot of people who do that. Nothing wrong with it, too. The Bears are in a similar position. Seriously. They just named Andy Dalton their starting quarterback, in case you didn't know. Now, of course, we see the regular Twitter check marks crying outrage. Why is this happening? When clearly they don't have a clue why the Bears are doing it or why it makes sense. I've told you from day one Andy Dalton's going to start game one, and I've told you actually it should happen that way. Now we're finally seeing it come into fruition. See, here's the thing. Justin Fields is the brand new car that you want. But guess what? The Bears, as a team, don't have enough money to make payments on it yet. They don't. They have no protection for Justin Fields, no weapons, no way to help him out offensively. It could be there in a couple of weeks if the O-line gets healthy, if they make a few more moves. But at this moment, it is clear that Justin Fields has no help around him. And I am so sick and tired of the same people saying, it doesn't matter, put him in. You're a fan. You're a fan if you say that, and you don't want what's best for the long-term future of this franchise. I'm not just calling out my audience. I'm calling out national media members. Blue check marks. Everybody. It makes no sense to put in Dalton. Really? Why not? NFL GMs on my program have said the opposite of you. How the hell do you know? It's just endless fandom and no unbiased objective thought. And believe me, there are times to be a fan. If the Bears make the Super Bowl, I'll be the first one cheering. No question. But when we're talking about before the season, we're talking about what we've seen from Fields and Dalton in preseason, what we've seen from the Bears and the team that surrounds these two quarterbacks, I think it's pretty apparent what the right answer is. And to some, it's not satisfying. I don't know what you want. This team is not ready to buy a new car yet. They will be, not yet. And even if you're a fan, and you tell me they are, you're wrong, and you know it too. No O-line, aging defense. By the way, the defense is still a big concern. And if there's no O-line, how are you going to control the run game? How are you going to run the football? How is that possible? And if you can't run, guess what? You can't pass. Matt Nagy in his press conference when talking about the starting competition said, Andy Dalton's performance will be a big factor in when Justin Fields plays. Quote, performance and wins. Fields is close. The Bears are committed to giving Dalton a chance to prove himself as a starter in the regular season. Good. Why is that controversial? Why is that a problem to people? You know, they signed him to a $10 million contract. Did you actually expect him to just never play? Come on. And we hear the same people saying, well, it's because of the contract. Yeah, it is. Damn right it is. You paid the guy $10 million. And you know what? At the end of the day, I'd rather see him get beaten up than Fields. We saw the hit on Fields. Now people tell me it's Fields' fault. Didn't read the defense. Well, then, isn't there a problem there? Which is it? I want to protect Fields. But if he misread the defense, isn't that his fault? Does that mean he's ready for an NFL game? Got yourself in a corner, and I caught you. This process was not rigged. It wasn't. It's not a joke. It's not a sham. To the Bears' credit, they've actually been pretty obvious in what they're going to do. My question is, when did they change? Never did. Fandom changed. Fans and media changed. The Bears never did. The Bears said from the very beginning, Andy Dalton's our quarterback. They drafted Justin Fields. Andy Dalton's our quarterback. They put out the post. Remember back in March and April, QB1, Andy Dalton. They never wavered in their stance to their credit, much different than Mitch and Nick last year. We all knew this was coming. What's the big deal here? Oh, we want to see Fields play. You'll see him play, probably by week 4, if I had to guess, against Detroit, which is what should happen. Let's put it this way. If Fields got his helmet knocked off in the preseason game against Buffalo, what the hell do you think is going to happen against the Rams week 1? Think it's going to be easier? And remember, he was facing second-string defense in Buffalo. Nobody puts two and two together. Everybody is so obsessed with Fields, and I get it. I've never said he'd be a bad quarterback. I think he has the talent to succeed. But when you give him nothing to help him, it's not going to work. Had Mike North on today, and you'll hear it later in the program. He said Justin Fields is RG3. Good comparison. Seriously. RG3, insanely talented, runs, throws the football well, no protection. No team around him. It was solely because of him that the Redskins, at the time, now the Washington football team, made it anywhere. And he got hurt, came back, never was the same. To those of you who say Joe Burrow coming back the same, you don't know that. That hurts a psyche of a quarterback. Seriously. Think about if it was you. You're a quarterback for a star team. You see a 300-pound lineman barreling down on you. Next thing you know, your ACL's torn, you're out for the year. Do you think you'll ever be the same after that? Physically, you might heal. Mentally, you never will. But no, no, no. Let's start Justin Fields' game one against Aaron Donald in Los Angeles, primetime television, with no offensive line. See how it goes. Come on, people. Wake up. I can't believe this even needs to be explained. It's pretty much common sense. I really don't care if this is controversial either. I mean, it really makes sense. If you watch football, if you know about the Bears, or you claim you do, what's the issue here? I want to bring this up, too. Matt Nagy never said Fields won't play. I'm just saying. You may not like the decision made, but he never said Fields will never play this season. He said it all depends on performance and wins. Correct. It's a meritocracy. Should have been a meritocracy last year. If it was, Mitch Trubisky would have played the whole year. But the point is, it's a meritocracy. If you perform, if you're damn good, you're going to play. Plain and simple. Andy Dalton, at this moment, has more NFL snaps. So therefore, he's going to play. Why throw Fields to the Wolves? You could go ahead and follow all the reporters who are really fans and listen to their opinion, but it's really moot. It means nothing. Okay, the fact of the matter is, Justin Fields is not ready to start. Not based on talent, based on the people around him. I don't feel comfortable putting him in. That's just me. I know everybody else has the different opinion. I'll put him in right away, see how he does. Good, then you'll be without a franchise quarterback in 5 weeks? 6 weeks? Because he'll probably get hurt. Don't hold him out because of injury. Well, you know what? I am not going to play Justin Fields against Aaron Donald week one. I'm sorry, and there is nothing you could say that would convince me otherwise. Game two, game three, we'll see. Not game one. I know the NFL wants to see it. I know marketing people want to see it. I know fans want to see it. Don't you have any common courtesy for the guy himself? Do you really think that would be best for him? No, it wouldn't. Or sorry, let me rephrase that. It would be because it would still be spun that way. Fields would throw 2 touchdowns, 2 picks, and everyone would say, hey, he had 2 touchdowns. Well, what about the 2 picks? I'm already telling you how this season's going to go with coverage. That's exactly what's going to happen. So if you don't subscribe to me yet, you better. Because I'll tell you the truth about everything. I have no issue with Justin Fields as a player. His skill set will be elite. It is elite. I mean, I could see him being a good NFL quarterback, no question. Problem's going to be team around him. And look, I'll say this much. If the defense is regressing, if they're giving up 35 points to Mitch Trubisky in the preseason, you got a serious problem. I love Justin Fields, but you know what? Justin Fields is not going to put up 35 points every game. And that's not because of him. He will not have time to throw the football, nor does he have the weapons at his disposal to make that happen. There are no resources. So if you have a defensive front that is giving up 35, 40 points a game, giving up too many per game regardless, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is. Could be Andy, could be Justin, could be Nick. Won't matter. Not going to work. So again, when you look at it that way, does it make sense to start Fields right away? A guy who just got blindsided in the pocket, whom all of you blamed for getting sacked. Do you want to trot him out against Aaron Donald? I don't think so. The same people who say Fields should start are the same people blaming him for that sack. But then you turn around and say he has great pocket awareness. Well, what do we just see that? The Bears are not there yet. They do not have a good enough supporting cast to help out Fields. If this was the 2018 Bears with that defense, I'd say start them immediately. Seriously. Because you'd know at the end of the day, you'd force 30-plus turnovers, have short Fields. It'd be easier for Fields. The pressure would be alleviated a bit. You're asking him today to literally be the guy. He's been in pressure spots before. Great. Fine. But in those situations, guess what? He's had a stacked team. Ohio State, high school, stacked team. The Bears now could barely protect him. On that play, he was sacked, which I don't blame him, by the way. He had 2 seconds, and he was taken down. This should all hinge on performance. Plain and simple. If Fields performs, put him in. If Andy performs, keep him in. And it's going to be all about game one. I can already see it. Really, it is. If Andy Dalton can't perform in game one, chances are that'll be it for him. And if that's the case, so be it. I'll gladly admit I was wrong if Andy Dalton can't perform. But if he does adequate, if he does great, let him stay, ride the hot hand till he can't perform anymore. Then put in Fields. Trey Lance is throwing dimes in San Francisco. Who's starting game one? Jimmy Garoppolo. And don't tell me the crap about Trey Lance not playing any snaps. He looks better than Fields in the preseason. And no one's saying put him in right away. Everybody knows that come the regular season, it's going to be much different. This guy hasn't had as many reps. They have the luxury of a veteran quarterback. Keep him in for now. Take him out later. And then put in Lance. Same thing here. And the 49ers aren't stupid. Al Shanahan's a great offensive mind, unlike Matt Nagy. I like what they're doing. I don't see anybody complaining about that, but we're complaining here when actually the Bears and Matt Nagy, to his credit, are doing the same thing, same process. National media hails Kyle Shanahan as a genius. If they come here to Chicago and say, you better put in Fields. Why is it so pressing? Why? Explain to me why it's so pressing to put him in right away against the Rams after he just got lit up against the second-string Buffalo defense in the preseason. But no, he's going to do great against Aaron Donald. Does anybody see the logic there? No. Nobody does. And that's fine. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but I will say this. If Fields gets hurt, I'm going to come after you because I called it here already. I said to open up this show. Not everyone's ready to buy a brand new car. You have to save. You have to be ready for car payments. Have to be ready to go to a dealership and deal with the salesman versus buying a used car and not having a payment. The Bears have to be ready for Justin Fields. They aren't. Fields is ready. The Bears aren't. That's the key difference. Fields is more than ready. The Bears as a team, not so much. Nothing to protect him. Nothing to help him. We're talking about the 2018 defense. I'd oblige and say yes, but guess what? Not 2018 anymore. This defense won't take away the ball 30 times. He will have no help on either side of the football. Why put him in that? You signed Andy Dalton for $10 million. Let him deal with it. Talk about a guy who's been on some losing teams. Let him do it. Why does Fields have to? I don't understand what's controversial about wanting the best for a quarterback. The best situation so he could succeed. And it's so funny because we talk about quarterbacks in the NFL who are talented but never win. What's the difference? And everyone says it's the team around him. What's the difference here? Everyone's clamoring for Fields to start, and that means that everyone's going to go with the flow. I'm not, because it makes no sense. Wait till they're ready. Wait till he's ready. Wait till the team can field a competent team around him. Because much to your disdain and surprise, this team is not competent. Not yet. They aren't. Got 2 good wide receivers, good run game, and that's really it. Defense is atrocious. So we'll see how this plays out. I know it's definitely going to change during the season. We're going to be here to cover it, of course, so you better subscribe. But the Bears really have to make sure they could surround him with talent. You have to realize that, too. I mean, there have been quarterbacks who have been broken because of just bad teams around him. Sam Darnold, Zach Wilson, I think that's going to happen to him, too. Not saying Sam Darnold's a great quarterback, but I guarantee you that environment in New York definitely broke him. Definitely. Josh Rosen, rookie year, 3-13 in Arizona. Under Steve Wilks, who evidently lost his job after the season. Look at Rosen today. Just got cut again. Talented quarterbacks are broken. That happens. See it all the time. I don't want it to happen to Fields. And no matter what you say, the argument doesn't hold up. Oh, it won't happen to Fields, though. Why won't it happen to Fields? What makes him different from Josh Rosen or Sam Darnold? Those guys were top picks, just like Fields. They were highly touted, just like Fields. They had no team around him. Hey, guess what? Just like Fields. Wait until the team is ready, then put him in and let him light it up. More to come here on Sports Talk Chicago. My interview with Mike North comes up next, so stay tuned. Talk Chicago. Trevor John Zaglul, and we are back and ready for today's special guest. He's a sports radio pioneer, host of The Odds Couple on ESPN 1000, and a contributor to the Barroom Network. Please welcome Mike North to the program. Mike, it's great to have you on. How are you?
It's great, John. Great to talk to you, my friend. How's everything going? Hope everything's well.
Mike, what was your take from the Bears game from this weekend?
Predictability. I took the over, which was 38.5. I thought that the Buffalo Bills would come out and treat it like a regular season game. Mitch already, Trubisky is a beloved, not only in the Bear locker room, but in the Buffalo locker room. I was happy for him. He basically has toned everybody out and shut everybody up for the most part. It vindicated me and a few stragglers who have been fighting for him, and it once again is an indictment on 90 to 95% of the national media, 90% of the Chicago media, that includes TV, radio, and the newspapers. He just put on a display with a new team that I think won't be forgotten. And I know a lot of people are walking with their heads down right now as far as the Bears are concerned, because it actually is going to get worse. When it didn't have to, we could assign Mitch for the fifth year. He can get away from the pass rush. We have a heavy-footed guy in Dalton now who's not as nimble as Mitch. Field right now will get killed if they put him in. So Nagy basically made the situation worse with a misjudgment once again on the situation.
But Mike, it's a preseason game. Who cares, right? I mean, do you think that's Mitch proving anything in the preseason game?
Oh, absolutely. Well, but see, here's the problem. And that question that he had to prove himself here in this game, John, leads me to everything I've been saying. We developed the quarterback in Mitch Trubisky, and the Bears and the media and 75% of the fans don't even know it. I mean, this guy's going to make a lot of money next year. And, you know, somebody brought up that, you know, Nagy could be out and the offensive coordinator of Buffalo will be in. Well, if the offensive coordinator of Buffalo's in, Daboll, Trubisky will be signed again. Because from what I understand, one of the deals that looks good is that Daboll will be getting the job somewhere else, and Mitch Trubisky will be the first number he calls.
What do you think about the Bills and the way they've treated him so far compared to his treatment when he was here in Chicago?
Oh, it's horrible. Mitch was treated horribly. See, I even read, you know, I read all the tweets, you know?
Right.
And I even read yours. Yeah, believe it or not. And this is a tweet from you. My two major takeaways from yesterday's Bears versus Bills game: Justin Fields needs protection, shouldn't start until he has some, like it or not. And yes, Mitch Trubisky can be a competent NFL quarterback. He was for 3.5 years. What were you watching? I mean, I don't understand. See, because you made the same deal. You've been more or less on Mitch's bandwagon, but I don't know if the heat from callers or what you're trying to, who you're trying to please. But if you look at the statistics of a Mitch Trubisky, you can't say he's a bust. He was overly competent. He's the only quarterback that's made Matt Nagy's offense look good. So it's more of the media just going along with the crowd, basically, John. And I've refused to do so. I felt vindicated. And I think the rest of you should look up and start to look at the numbers. I picked up his numbers today just for fun to see if you could explain to me how a guy that spent 3.5 years with the 29-21 record through 64 TDs, 37 interceptions, had the highest rating of any Bear quarterback at 87% in history, and has a completion career of 64%. And I got to hear from you, he could be competent. We had a heck of a quarterback, and the Bears total of 7.5 wins would be higher with Mitch. And we'd be going with the quarterback that made the playoffs basically last year. So he's played really 3 full seasons and made the, and if you take out his rookie season, okay, 2017, right, where he was four and eight, he's 26-13. Yet I got to read that he can't read defenses or that he needs to be competent. It's a joke. The whole thing is a narrative. It's a narrative that most of the media has sold on the fans. And I don't go along with that media because this is the same media that let Jay Cutler go 57-57. This is the same media that thought Nick Foles was going to be outstanding at 2-5. He ended up, and Andy Dalton is a – if anybody thinks that Andy Dalton is an upgrade from Mitch Trubisky, shame on all of you. Shame on all of you.
How surprising was the positive coverage from Bears media, by the way? I'm sure you saw the interaction from a lot of the Bears beat reporters with the Mitch Trubisky press conference after the game. Why did the narrative kind of shift?
Well, because he put himself on display. Look, if he has a bad game, everybody would have gone, see? So I don't buy the it was a preseason game. You would have been on saying the same thing. Well, looks like the Bears were right. Or maybe they weren't, but you know what? It looks like they made the right move. And I'm here to tell everybody, they made the wrong move. You don't get rid of a quarterback. See, like I said, though, the Bears have never developed a quarterback. But when they actually did, see, the deal is, he's not Nagy's guy, never has been. Nagy wants to win with a guy he brings in, whether it be Foles, whether it be any of the other quarterbacks that he's brought in. He doesn't want to be the guy that will get his thunder stolen by Mitch Trubisky for some reason. I don't know what the disconnect was, but Dalton probably will be replaced in the third or fourth game. And Fields definitely, I will tell everybody this, I'd be willing to bet anybody that after 3.5 years or 4 years of quarterbacking, Fields' stats won't be like Trubisky's were the first 4 years with the Bears. And Trubisky hasn't had a whole lot to play with. You know, everybody talks about what Mitch did with the Bears. Well, who did he have? You know, they got rid of Jordan Howard right under his feet. Well, regardless of how Jordan Howard is now, Montgomery took a year. You know, I mean, this is a team that Allen Robinson, if he's double teamed this year, somebody better step up. So hopefully things will turn out good, but there was no reason for this whole fiasco, except for the fact there was a falling out after the third game between Mitch Trubisky, and everybody knows it, and Matt Nagy.
Just want to set the record straight here, Mike, and you know this from last year. I do like Mitch Trubisky. Maybe the tweet seemed a bit misleading, but I will say this. Bears fans who consider him a bust obviously don't know what a bust is. I mean, Cade McNown was a bust. Jamarcus Russell, right. Ryan Leaf. These are guys who played 2 years in the NFL and then sputtered out. Mitch Trubisky has a 29-22 record. I don't think that's anywhere near being called a bust.
No, and I'm with you 100%. And the bottom line is, John, that the people that called him a bust are the same people that were at the altar of Jay Cutler. They're at the altar now of Justin Fields. No, I mean, I'm serious now. This is no laughing matter. Justin Fields is RG3 to me. And if anybody remembers RG3, his first 2 years were outstanding.
Right.
Okay. But then because the only thing he could do, you want to talk about not being able to read a defense or not being able to recognize a pass rush? They rushed four guys, and he walked right into one that almost killed him. So he can run away all he wants. He's already dinged up. He was limping at the end of that game. He's RG3 or RG3 junior or RG3 the second or RG3-2. That's what he's going to be. Now, can he stay healthy to do that? And if he can, good. Because then you got a Lamar Jackson top. But as far as who was the best quarterback on the field Sunday, heads and tails, Trubisky. It was embarrassing. I mean, you put up 34 points. That was shutting everybody up because he's had to keep it in for 3 years. Keep it inside because he's a class act.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think for Fields, that's an indictment on the old line, or is that an indictment on Fields himself?
Well, he's not going to play with the talent he had at Ohio State. That's the first thing. And you know what? His accuracy is just going to be okay. He threw two that were supposed to be catchable in the end zone. They were 5 feet over the guy's head. I mean, you know what? He had a good first game. How come his game? How come preseason counted when he played good? But Mitch plays good, and it's only a preseason game. See, that's the message you even brought up.
Right.
Did you were encouraged by Fields, and you know, and you're entitled to your opinion, John, but I know you were encouraged by Fields in the first game. But in the second game, I didn't hear Fields basically played a crap game. He got away with some things because of his speed. But the best quarterback, heads and tails, is the guy that's been indicted by most people in Chicago. And I'm proud to say I've been with them from beginning to end. And the narrative that's amazing to me is that he's 26-13, and you hear grown people say he can't read a defense. That's virtually impossible to have that record in the NFL with that and not be able to. That's like saying you're an airplane pilot and you've made every landing, but you don't know how to read radar. It's ridiculous.
You know, I've seen so many film experts, Mike, who break down Trubisky's game, and they just say can't read a defense, bad quarterback, can't move out of the pocket. I've heard people say, too, that he can't move and can't recognize when the pocket collapses. What do you say to all that?
Well, I mean, I look at Dan Orlovsky, for instance,
sure.
Who I like.
That's who I'm referencing, actually.
Well, he's a horrible quarterback. So, I mean, he could break down Mitch Trubisky all he wants. If he would have been as good as Mitch Trubisky, you know, who knows where his career would be by now. He's got a darn good career. But, I mean, Mitch Trubisky, as far as a quarterback, heads and tails above Dan. And I don't want to hear why he played for the Lions. Matthew Stafford played for the Lions. And by the way, how do you get rid of a quarterback that was 9-1 or 10-1 against Minnesota and Detroit the last 3-4 years? How do you get rid of a guy like that?
You think Justin Fields does that?
No.
He doesn't match that record, you don't think?
What? Then he'd have to go 10-0. You think that's going to happen, seriously?
No.
That he's going to beat? No. So all this propaganda. I mean, I hear national guys say, well, I heard from so-and-so, or I've been reading how good this guy looks. They've been reading, the same guys have been there for 30 years and have been wrong. The last time I was really wrong about a quarterback was Cade McNown. And I'm the first to admit it. I was right about Cutler, right about Foles, right about Glennon, right about Trubisky. But everybody listens to the wrong way Charlies. Just listen to me. I'm telling you right now. You know, and I'm going to tell you something right now. If Josh Allen goes down, they got a quarterback that's going to get them into the playoffs. Because I heard, you know, there was a tweet out saying, well, if he was on an expansion team and you hired him, Mike, he'd be fired in 2 years. Well, if Andy Dalton or Fields were on an expansion team, you'd be fired in one. And why does it have to be an expansion team? Because Trubisky's on a team with weapons. And did you see how good he looked with those weapons? I mean, that's all you have to look at. They developed them here, and we let them go.
Mike North, you're on Sports Talk Chicago. Mike, what's your number one concern for the Bears this year?
The defense. That guy doesn't know what he's doing on the sidelines. There's a reason that the DC, the defensive coordinator, has been here since 2013 and never got a sniff. And then they bring in Pettine to help him out. So I'm worried about the defense. But you know what? Hopefully, I won't be worried for long. Hopefully, they'll have a decent year. I'm more concerned about the defense, because if we can get some turnovers, get short fields, things could be good at the beginning. What happens if Dalton? I don't care how he looked in the last preseason game. The same people that are saying, Mitch, it's a preseason game, so it doesn't mean anything, are crucifying Dalton for having a bad preseason game. So, it's all hypocritical. Here's what I know. Dalton throws for a lot of yards. You know why? Because he was always down. But also, because he had to always throw in the fourth quarter with Cincinnati. But also, I want everybody to know this about him before you genuflect to Justin Fields, who's never thrown a pass in a real game. When they traded Carson Palmer to Oakland, then they played Andy Dalton. And whether they won or lost in the playoffs, Cincinnati made it to the playoffs five straight years. Okay?
Right.
So Andy Dalton's not a bum. He may be long in the tooth. But I would say this. I wish it was Mitch. And if you wanted to draft Justin Fields, you could have. I wish it was Mitch and Fields. And I wish Dalton was the backup on Dallas. And I think Dallas wishes that now also, because their quarterback backup situation's atrocious. And you know what? Dalton gave him some comfort.
I couldn't agree more. I know Ben DiNucci's doing nothing in Dallas, and that's behind Dak Prescott, who has injury history.
Right,
and,
right, John.
And here in Chicago, I think the only problem with that theory, Mike, although I would love it, is that, of course, it would spark so much media controversy. No question.
But there isn't now with Dalton and Fields already. What do you think's going to happen if Dalton has a bad first half in the first game?
They're going to call to put in Fields right away.
That's exactly right. So you got – see, this is like a lesson, John. Yeah, I have no charge for you because you're an up-and-coming star, and you're a big-time guy. But you want to know something? I've been arguing with these people for years. I got the ins and outs on all of them. Bottom line is, if Dalton has a great first half, I believe Bear fans will galvanize. I think the first game for Dalton, unfortunately, against a great team, potentially, is so huge for him. Because if they win, then the Fields people back off. If they lose, the predictable Monday morning will be, I've been there. That Fields has got to be inserted in. Even though they'll ignore the fact that if Fields starts at quarterback in the first game, John, the Bears don't have a chance at all, against the blitzing, the edge rush, the stuff that he finally faced some pressure this week and almost got killed. Okay? So their offensive line isn't where it should be. I think the Bears are doing the prudent thing, and they're living up to a promise they shouldn't have made by saying, if you come, Andy Dalton, we will start you. We will start you the first game. But we don't know how long that will last after that.
When would you like to see Fields come in, if it were up to you?
Well, hopefully not at all. Hopefully we get off to a good start.
Sure.
Because if he comes in, it's over. It's over. They'll be, once again, judged. See, this is the same group, like I said, that's brought in all the other bad quarterbacks. They couldn't unseat Mitch, so they let him go. There's no way, Dalton. They couldn't unseat him. He came back on them. He saved their job. And for all that, after ripping down his career and making everybody think he can't play, they got rid of him, and then they put themselves in a worse situation. There's a reason the over-under 7.5 and not 8 or 8.5, especially when you're playing 17 games.
Do you think they hit the over?
No.
No. Okay.
I thought they would. Then I saw the offensive line, and I also saw the defensive scheme. I know we didn't play our guys. That I know. But I just know. I looked at that OC. I mean, the defensive coordinator of the Bears, and he looked like a deer in headlights. because they were out to stop Mitch Trubisky. They didn't want to be embarrassed like this. And, you know, everybody's shutting up about Mitch now because they know he gave him a paddling. He gave all the media, the Meatball Bear fans, he gave them all paddling. And so it's time to move on. I don't have to argue about Mitch anymore because I was dead on about him.
Let me ask you this about the season opening game, because we talked about that a bit already. If Fields starts, what better results could you expect against that sort of defensive front versus Dalton?
They got the better chance with Dalton.
Right.
You cannot go in with an experience like that. You can't feed him to the Lions. Now, there's a reason he dropped in the draft, and the Bears think everybody else was stupid. but the bottom line is that there are prop bets in Vegas about what rookies are going to, you know, take a first snap or who's going to quarterback for certain teams. Like Cam Newton right now is minus 300, you know, Trey Lance is is plus 180, you know, some of the rookies. There's nothing on Fields.
Wow.
So it's a foregone conclusion that Dalton's starting game one. The Bears are that stupid, and they're pretty stupid. But they're not that stupid to let Fields play against that team to start off with. Let them watch. Let them learn. I think everybody, Bear fans, know what's coming, though. They're hoping for the best, but, you know, you can't have a different quarterback every year. You can't have different defensive coordinators every year. You know, Fazio, Pagano. Now this guy just, it just doesn't look good because there's so many changes on both sides of the ball.
Mike North here on Sports Talk Chicago. Mike, how confident are you in Fields' overall skill set based on what you've seen?
Well, I'm not. From what I saw, I understand he can run. But I'm not as far as accuracy. I'm not there with him. I'm there for arm. I'm there for escapability. Pocket presence, I'm not there. So right now I'm not. Now that could change.
Sure.
Okay. And if it does, good. I mean, but are we going to see a Mahomes type of act? No. It's not going to happen. There's only one of those. And it cost Mitch his job because he wasn't as good as Mahomes. I mean, I love the people that I wanted Watson, but what would be that situation right now? You know?
Right.
I mean, that's in flux. So, I think, like I said, Mitch Trubisky made the right move to extend his career after this year, and he's with a competent team, and he's learning, and he's with one of the top three coaches, in my opinion, in the National Football League, Sean McDermott, who the team gets better every year, both on all aspects of the ball, special teams, defense, and offense.
What's your overall expectation for the Bears this year?
If they win 8 games, you should be happy. And if Fields gets to play and he shows some promise, but they had the quarterback position sewn up. I mean, this is not the first time. They had the tight end position shown up with Greg Olsen, and they got rid of him, and he went on to make Pro Bowl after Pro Bowl. So they had the running back position shored up with Jordan Howard, who played this past week in Philadelphia. I'm saying that Montgomery with Dalton back there is not going to be as effective, because when Trubisky came in, everybody knows this, the last few games last year, the offense did everything so much better, including score more points,
right,
have more yards, and Montgomery was a lot better.
More to come with Mike North in just a moment. Stay tuned. This is Sports Talk Chicago. Mike North, still here on Sports Talk Chicago. Mike, a few more questions before we finish.
Sure.
Up. First off, any celebration plans for your 30-year anniversary in media?
Well, I'm doing different things, John. I just left a great relationship at Wynn Daly. I was there for 6 months. I had a great contract with them, but I have two other things on the docket that I'm going to be announcing in a few weeks. I'm also working at where I have an interest in Bears Bar Room. along with my buddy Aldo Gandia. I'm on the best terrestrial radio pick show in the business, the Odds Couple on AM 1000 with Carmen. And I'm also got this radio and TV documentary that we're working on. We've had snips of that on North to North. If you want to follow, go to northtonorth.com. So that's coming along. Aldo Gandhi and I are working on that. It's independently produced. BB North is the boss of that one. So it's a lot of revealing good stuff about the past 30 years and before that. And things for the future. So I'm so busy. I'm having fun. To me, I'm blessed to still be doing this. And I've seen it all. Been with a lot of major people. But the bottom line is, the last 30 years in this type of culture, to me, and to be working for a great company and with guys like Mike Thomas, who runs ESPN 1000, I like Mike a lot, and Carmen's fantastic, Randy, Yurko, we have so much fun. We just wrapped this thing in. I mean, I made my first appearance at a spar, I think called Chasers back in 1992, and then this week for ESPN 1000, I made an appearance 30 years later at Bourbon Street, so... I'm very blessed. I got a lot of good stuff going on, but the best thing I got is BB. We've been how long have we been married, B? 44 years. I get the dates mixed up because I dated her too, you know, beforehand. We just didn't have an arranged marriage. I hear that's big in some parts of the world right now, but it didn't happen like this. I had to beg. But we've known each other almost 47 years, so. That's my main beautiful thing I'm proud of more than anything.
How have you lasted so long in this business, Mike? What's been the key?
Don't get knocked down. You get staggered. You get staggered. If you're honest, you're never going to have a career for a huge long period of time. Unless it's the right time. And I came around at the right time. But then I adjusted. And I've been gone from local radio for a long time, as far as where I was until I got in ESPN 1000. But that's because I became a stud handicapper. I mean, come on, John. How many guys you know are great handicappers and can do what I do? Come on now. You got to be honest. So the bottom line is, I win. We have an entertaining show. We have a great station to do it on, an AM 1000. Got backing from the bosses and everybody else. Randy Birkin's an excellent producer. We got guys like Sean and Tyler Rocky and Eric Ostrowski that help with the show. So, yeah, it's a great effort, you know. It's a great effort. I'm on every Friday. Well, the Sox have stolen our thunder. So we're on Saturday morning. We have the podcast up on Friday.
And, Mike, before we finish up today, last question. Can we get a giant impression from Jack and the Beanstalk? Can we hear that from you?
You know what's great? We're going to put out on Twitter today. We have the baby now listening to the book.
Really?
Yeah. But I decided they have a book out. They have books out that you get Jack and the Beanstalk. You can get Jack and Jill. You can get all these different... a fairy tale type of situations. And we said, let's get our niece who's, we hadn't seen her because of COVID. She's 9 months old. Let's get her something unique. So we got this book that also has tapes every page, but you have to do the reading. And I read Jack and the Beanstalk, and the Jack came up and he said, "Hey, can I climb that?" And the giant said, "Not on my watch." And I did that, and she loved it. So, yeah, it's all fun. It's all a good time, man. That's what I am now, John. I'm no more. I give you the facts. Now, I give you the facts. Now, you could go and listen and read all the newspapers that used to be. Remember when the newspaper, I don't know if you're how old you are, but the newspapers used to be bigger than pamphlets. And the reason they're pamphlets is most of the, including sports writers, think that the people actually believe what they write. But many of the people stopped reading them years ago. So you got to be honest, and you got to say what you feel. But you got to be right once in a while. And you can't be somebody who goes from quarterback to quarterback. Oh, I like this guy. I like that guy. I don't like Mitch. Well, now I like Mitch, but I like Foles. Oh, wait. Foles isn't good anymore. Let's bring somebody else in. Justin Fields is a superstar. Justin Fields needs more time. Oh, wait a minute. Well, Dalton looks great. No, Dalton doesn't look great. They're all the same people. So when you read, remember who's saying all this nonsense. Look them all up and see what their comments are or what they were about Mitch and what they were about Glennon and what they were about Cutler. Oh, Cutler's going to be an all-time great. You know, he was a five. Mitch was 29-21. I love the stat. And Cutler got the opportunity to be 57-57 because the media all bought in for whatever reason. Well, because the Bears told them to, basically, most of them.
You brought up a great point last time we talked, and I think it's even more relevant now. If Justin Fields puts up the same numbers as Mitch, or even does a bit worse, I think there's going to be more positivity around it.
Oh, if Justin Fields had Mitch's numbers, they'd have a statue built for him. I mean, I'm not kidding you. But basically in my world, he's got to be 30-20. He's got to throw for more than 10,000 yards. He's got to throw more than 64 touchdowns and less than 37 interceptions. And he's got to have a quarterback rating of over 87. I don't see it happening.
Thank you so much for joining me. Always a pleasure to have you on and talk Bears. Looking forward to the next time we chat. And obviously, best wishes with Bears Barroom and ESPN 1000 and all the new projects coming up soon. Thank you so much.
Hey, John, you're the best. Thanks, man.
Great talk there with Mike North, and that'll do it for us today here on Sports Talk Chicago. Big thank you to Mike North himself, Matt Dubiel, WCKG, Jim DeTalbin, Tomorrow Entertainment for making this show a success. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at John Z Sports and on Facebook at John Zaglua. And if you want to listen to this show at any time in podcast form, search up Sports Talk Chicago on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and sportstalkchicago.com. Another great show comes your way tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Till then, stay safe, and so long, everyone.
No! No!
Where are the terms?